Wrong.
We'll call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, May 18th at 8:34 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Is there an agenda?
Is four a quorum?
Found it.
Emily is, there she is.
Up first, attendance by observation, Jurgens, Schuler, Haxby, Teeman, Dorn. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I move to present the, as approved, whatever.
Moved by Dorn to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Second by Schuler, any discussion? If not, please vote. Five in favor, motion carries. 8:34. Up next, approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I move, approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Jurgens, any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. Five in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for equalization. Seeing lack of public for equalization. Patty, do you have anything for us?
No, I don't. Other than you guys might want to start figuring out protests on your referees. And
you got a lot of them?
Yeah.
There's a lot.
They haven't gone out yet. Sorry.
They
haven't gone out yet, but Lloyd and those guys. I mean, you're going to probably want Lloyd and Daryl, but I'm not really sure what you want to, if you want to talk to Lloyd, because Lloyd uses his own vehicle, and I'm just not real sure what he's going to, he mentioned something the other day about.
Has he submitted a contract for us?
No, I don't think you've ever really had, you've had, what have you had, like a page thing?
We've had an agreement.
Yeah, an agreement. I don't know that it was a. But with gas price it is, and I don't know, because he usually did a lot of rule. And I don't really think there will be a lot of rule, other than we did do some increases on the houses, too. So unless somebody, because, you know, he usually makes an effort to go out in the country more. Daryl's more commercial and in town, but he's also coming from Lincoln. So he mentioned something to me, and I said, well, that's going to be a board's decision, so.
If,
I don't know whether he wants to submit something and you guys decide or what he thinks is fair. Because we're getting, we'll send them, let's see, next week, May 31st, June 1st. That's on a, is it, can you look real quick? Is that on the,
we
send them June
1st? June 1st is a Wednesday.
Okay, so either Tuesday or Wednesday we'll send them. So they'll get them that week. And then they'll start coming in. And then sometimes they just come in the office, but more than likely, if it's out in the country, he's going to want to go, you know, take a look at maybe outbuildings and things like that.
Patty, do you think it'd be appropriate if we would pull up the former agreement with Lloyd?
Yeah, I can look at it and just ask him to see what, he was quite a bit less than Daryl.
Right.
I know that. So when he's doing it more, you know, just, he's retired and he just kind of helps us out, so.
But isn't his expertise in the land values themselves rather than anything else?
No, he actually could do commercial if you wanted him to, but he doesn't. He does residential, he does ag, and he does acreages and things like that, so he does all that. But he picks and chooses just because he's retired, so he doesn't have to take them like he used, you know.
But in the past, I know.
Yeah, it's all in land, but
it was all.
Yeah.
Ag land valuations and everything else is the way it was.
Right. He did help Daryl quite a bit if we would get overloaded,
right,
because we have done quite a bit of residential increases this year. So, and they're not terrible, but they're not. You know, one thing I want to remind people is we're still looking at a 3-year.
I know.
On, you know, when we're looking at things, we're not looking at what's happening just in the last 6 months to a year. We're going back a little further. So you still have some sales that might be what I'd call reasonable. Now some of them are getting way out of hand, in my opinion. But
on ag land, then they'll still be down then, right?
Yeah, I don't really think there's going to be much, but I did do some increases on ag land on the acreages and your farm homes if they needed to go up a little bit. So that would be your farm home or something like that that might.
She'll still get you, Eddie.
One way or the other.
I interpret the market, Mr. Teeman, based on what people are buying and selling.
I thought that's what I was implying. I'm sorry.
There hasn't been much sold in my area, though.
Oh, yeah, I know. North, that's pretty hot.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's really crazy for some of the sales that I've seen. I mean, there's bidding wars, and I even cautioned before we even got into this, of how do you really, I mean, that's a good sell, I guess, but people are bidding it up, and.
Well, look at the price of lumber, too.
Yeah. I mean, somebody will ask something, and there will be people that come in and keep going higher and higher because they want, there was a shortage of houses there for a while. I think it's kind of stabled now, but. There again, if we get them up, it'll take us a little bit to get them back down if the market kind of breaks, too. So that's why I wanted to make sure people understood that we're not looking at things that just happen in 6 months to the year. We're
back.
That's coming
yet. That's coming yet.
So, I mean, referees is the way you guys wanted to go, really. And like I said, we can do simple ones in the office if they're just, something that. The biggest thing is people letting us in, and that's not happening too much anymore. And you got to be kind of careful about that, too.
I think it'd probably be appropriate, though, if you could have Lloyd review his contract and...
Just submit something to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because Denny used to be on equalization. Have you appointed...
We haven't. I believe it's... Let's see here. I was going to say... Juergens and Schuler are left on equalization. Mr. Juergens, I think, really accurately said how that really makes that more fair, having that same set of eyes looking over every property. I did like it when we sat in, but every time I know if you and I sat on a hearing versus someone else, you are getting that difference of opinion every time, so.
Yeah, and that's been quite a few years ago that you guys did that.
So. Yeah, that's been 6 years ago. It's the last time.
Has it been that long?
It's been quite a while.
I know back in the day there was probably 2 weeks worth of protest hearings.
And that's only with 300 of them. I haven't had more than 300 probably in the last...
Say it, jinx.
Yeah, it's like Terry saying the roads are in great shape. Be careful what you say. But no,
I stand 77, so I don't know. And then one other thing, and I think Don, you have that on. Is I went to a meeting and we talked about that postcard.
Yes.
And will MIPS and like NACO and stuff print them for us too? Is that?
For them to appoint the state printer, will be on in the Board of Supervisor for our printer, so they'll.
So I was going to look into that.
They'll mail, do everything for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's all I really have, so.
Any questions for Patty? If not, we'll adjourn equalization at 8:43 on the clock.